Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced it will shut down its in-house game studio meant to develop games for the Stadia game streaming service. General Manager for Stadia Phil Harrison cited costs as one of the reasons and said Google will focus on deepening its business partnerships. Stadia game studio head Jade Raymond will leave the company. Uber announced it intends to buy the alcohol delivery company Drizly for $1.1 billion. Uber plans to eventually integrate Drizly's services into Uber Eats, but also plans to maintain the separate Drizly app. Ford and Google announced a six-year partnership that will see the automaker adopt Android Automotive platform for infotainment on Ford and Lincoln-branded vehicles starting in 2023 and use Google Cloud as its preferred cloud provider. On top of bringing embedded Google apps to drivers, the partnership will establish a collaborative group called Team Upshift to develop new consumer experiences and services using Android Automotive for things like maintenance, trade-in offers, and new car buying. Google search results will now display an About This result menu, which pulls Wikipedia information about a site surfaced in search results. The company also rolled out a new search information box that shows whether a search result is organic or a paid ad, or if the site uses a secure HTTPS connection. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple will use Hyundai's EGMP electric vehicle platform for the first Apple car models, which could lead to new vehicles built in association with General Motors and the European manufacturer PSA. Kuo does not expect an Apple car to be ready until at least 2025. A new feature in the iOS 14.5 developer beta will allow for unlocking a device with Face ID while wearing a face mask. The feature requires wearing a paired and unlocked Apple Watch, with users getting a haptic buzz on the watch when unlocking the phone. Users can also lock their phone from the watch. Boston Dynamics announced Spot Enterprise, an update to its quadruped robot that's able to plug into a charger without any human interaction. The company also introduced a new robotic arm for Spot that's able to grasp, lift, carry, place, and drag objects, as well as Scout, a web control system to pilot Spot robots remotely. Microsoft updated its Office Lens app, now renamed Microsoft Lens, and incorporating its Fluent Design language. The update also includes new features, including converting images to tables, text, and contacts, and optimizing scanning options like reordering pages and scanning up to 100 pages at once. The Verge's sources say Microsoft is planning new events that will focus on categories like gaming, cloud, and Windows, with the first event taking place later this week on Microsoft 365. The company still plans to hold its standard conferences like Ignite and Build. Adobe launched an update to Acrobat on the web, which now supports editing PDFs, splitting and merging the documents, and protecting PDFs. Adobe also worked with Google on .new domains for Acrobat on the web, now offering editpdf.new URL as a shortcut. ByteDance filed an antitrust lawsuit against Tencent in Beijing, alleging the company blocked access to content from ByteDance's Douyin platform on WeChat and QQ. This comes as China is considering draft regulations aimed at reducing monopolistic behavior among its large technology companies. MediaTek announced the M80, its first millimeter wave 5G modem, with theoretical top speeds of 7.67 gigabits per second and uploads at 3.76 gigabits per second. The company said it will start shipping sample M80 modems to customers later in 2021. And finally, in Apple and Epic Games' ongoing lawsuit, Judge Thomas S. Hickson ruled that Apple CEO Tim Cook must sit for a 7-hour deposition in the case. The judge also denied Apple's request to subpoena Samsung in order to get internal documents, which it requested to help prove that Apple's App Store policies are similar to other companies. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.